This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, June 16th, God's word for you today is Destiny Maneuvers. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10, and it says, "See, I have these days set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." To be released into more, you need to navigate the altars. Judges chapter 6 verse 25 to 26 says, "That night the Lord said to Gideon, 'Take the second bull from your father's herd, the one that is 7 years old. Pull down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole standing beside it. Then build an altar to the Lord your God here on this hilltop sanctuary, laying the stones carefully. Sacrifice the bull as a burnt offering on the altar, using as fuel the wood of the Asherah pole you cut down.'" Not only was Gideon to pull down his father's altar, but he was also to cut down the Asherah pole standing beside it. The significance of the Asherah pole is honor. In history, there was a goddess Asherah, and when that pole is installed beside the altar of Baal, it is a symbol of honor to Asherah. In other words, God was saying to Gideon, "You are not only going to destroy the altar to Baal, you are going to cut down every other honor to everything that is not of God that is trailing you." So, Gideon was not just going to uproot the altar of his father and his ancestors to Baal. He was also going to cut down every symbol of honor to Asherah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will empower you to pull down every altar to Baal in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And to cut down every pole to Asherah, whatever that represents, in the mighty name of Jesus. Not only did Gideon have a personal altar, the altar of relationship with God, Gideon needed to tackle every other altar that was speaking against him and his destiny. Those are the altars set up by people who have influence or have influence in his life. Then he needed to set up an altar, which is the destiny altar, for where God was taking him. So, the altar for your personal consecration is different from the altar for your life and destiny, but they are inseparable. To be more, you need the altar of initiative, which is the altar of personal covenant of consecration to God, and the altar of instruction, which is the altar of destiny fulfillment. As you navigate the altars and pull down the altar of Baal, for instance, expect a backlash. Judges chapter 6 verse 29 to 30 says, The people said to each other, who did this? And after asking around and making a careful search, they learned that it was Gideon, the son of Joash. "Bring out your son," the men of the town demanded of Joash. "He must die for destroying the altar of Baal and for cutting down the Asherah pole." Every time you tackle the altar of Baal, whatever it represents in your life, and you cut down the Asherah pole, whatever it represents in your destiny, there is going to be a backlash. You have to learn to deal with the backlash. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let God arise and let your enemies be scattered. Fight against them that fight against me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.